one day.
Blessed good morning and greetings in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God's grace and peace be with you this morning. I am Emilike Ejo, pastor at the Newberry Church of the Nazarene in St. George, and it is a pleasure to be here with you again this morning for the Because He Lives program. This is the third Sunday for the year 2024, and we thank God for being so gracious to us and allowing us to see the beauty of His creation today. This morning, we continue along our journey through this month of honoring the theme, Reflecting Jesus, which is not only meant to serve as the premise that permeates our thoughts for this month, but should be truly resonant with us throughout our lives beyond that time. Jesus Christ came to redeem humanity from our sins, and as such, for those who have been saved by God's grace through faith in Christ Jesus, there ought to be an unquestioned intent of striving to reflect Jesus in all areas of life throughout the journey here on earth. Before we go any further this morning, let us pray. Lord Father, we thank you for giving us this wonderful day. Lord, we thank you for allowing us the opportunity to see this new day. We give you thanks. God, we pray that even as we spend these few moments together, that Lord, you would give resonance in our hearts and our minds to what you would reserve for us to know about you. God, we pray that for everyone listening this morning, that their lives will be in tune with you, God, to hear from your spirit. Lord, I pray that you will sanctify these earwaves. And Lord, let nothing prevent your word from reaching the hearts of your people. We give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. This morning, I want to issue a reminder of the challenge that we would have been given at the beginning of the month regarding purposing to reflect Jesus in all aspects of your lives. Remember, this is a challenge that I also said that I would join with you and embrace. And so I am trusting that you've been able to meaningfully embark on that challenge and that it has started to establish some roots in your own hearts as the days have passed by. Now, if you are listening to us for the first time and this is your first time tuning into the program, we welcome you. And you may not have heard the challenge in either of the previous two sessions for this year, but I do want to issue you with this challenge on this day today. So permit me to share the challenge with you. It states, purpose that this year, 2024, will be the start of your journey to be a genuine and authentic reflection of the Lord Jesus Christ every day. So yes, you've joined us for the first time today. This is the challenge that we have been embracing thus far throughout the month of January. And I want to encourage you to join with us as we embrace this challenge. Now, last week, we would have looked at reflecting Jesus from the perspective of someone who was a lay member or someone who was not in formal ministerial leadership, and how impactful that individual's commitment to being a reflection of the Lord's nature and character could be on those around them. Now, in today's session, I want for us to shift the focus just a little bit. And so the intent will be on focusing on those who are in formal ministry as the ones who are meant to reflect Jesus Christ in their own lives, right? So just from the perspective of a minister or a ministerial leader. And so I want for us to really just lock into that today. And whether you're in ministry or not, what is said today, I believe, will have resonance with you, all right? Now, our foundational text remains the same, Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 to 16. And in that text, we see that Jesus was given the message of being the light of the world to those who were listening to him speak. And he wanted that to be at the forefront of their thinking. And so for us, the desire for us today is to have that at the forefront of our thinking as well. Jesus gave the instruction that his followers should be light to the world in darkness. And that group of people certainly included those who would eventually assume roles of leadership in the Church of Jesus Christ. And in that time, it would have been the first century church or what we call the New Testament church. And so as leaders in ministry today, there is an important role that must be honored in terms of allowing Jesus to be seen in and through our lives. And so, like I mentioned earlier, the focus is on the ministerial perspective, but recognize too that even for those of you who may not be in ministry, there will be something said that you can glean from today. All right? So, as ministers, of which I am one, we must first acknowledge that we are followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is true that we have been called to fulfill a specific role in the work of the kingdom here on earth, but that does not divorce us from being followers of Christ Jesus. All right, that is very important to acknowledge. As ministers, we are still followers of Jesus. All right, and so Jesus remains the one to whom our devotion must be given, and we must do all we can to honor him in everything that we do. That is paramount. We must honor Jesus in everything, every single thing that we do. So, how then does a minister or someone in formal ministry go about reflecting Jesus? I want to turn our attention to a text from 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 12. And Paul is writing here to young Timothy. And Paul says this, "Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity." So here, the Apostle Paul, who is a senior in ministry, is speaking to Timothy, one of his young charges. And Timothy is a young pastor. And Paul gave Timothy these directives that were meant to be meaningfully applied to his ministry. But I would suggest for us, these precepts can also be applied to ministers across various spectra, various areas of ministerial service. You see, that portion in that verse, verse 12, that strongly represents what it means to reflect Jesus as a minister, I would suggest to us, is highlighted in the second half of the verse, where Paul says this, "But set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity." Paul highlights a few aspects where Timothy is meant to reflect what it means to be a follower of God, to be a servant in God's kingdom, and to be a minister. And so he wanted Timothy to reflect Jesus or to be an example. And when we see be an example, the idea there is not just of Timothy exalting himself or putting himself up as someone better than others, but rather being an example of what it meant to be a follower of Jesus Christ, of what it meant to be an ambassador of the kingdom. He said, be an example in speech, what he says. In other words, the words that came from his mouth needed to be seasoned with the salt of Jesus Christ or the salt of the Holy Spirit. They needed to be seasoned with goodness, with the virtues of the kingdom of God. His speech needed to be pure. It needed to be righteous. All right? He needed to be an example in conduct, how he behaved. So not just what he said, but also how he carried himself, how he behaved, how people saw him interacting with others, how he would engage with others around him, his behavior, even when he was by himself, making sure that his behavior was of such that it would honor the standard of Almighty God. He needed to be an example in love, in faith, in purity, in all these areas of his life, how he loved, making sure that he was not loving in an impure way, or loving in an unrighteous way, but in a way that would truly honor God. And so, Paul did not want for Timothy to think that it was only in a singular area of ministry or a singular aspect of his life that he needed to set an example. He needed to be an example in all areas of his life, in every facet of who he was. And dare I say, for us today as ministers, it is important for us to be examples of what it means to be a child of God, a follower of God, so that we are reflecting Jesus in everything we do, everything we say, how we think, how we engage with others, how we are by ourselves. We need to ensure that we are setting the examples of being followers of God. Now, why would it be suggested that it is important for a minister to reflect Jesus? And how impactful could that minister truly be? Now, beloved, this might go without saying, but it is vital for those of us in ministry to embrace the value of reflecting Jesus with the role that the Lord has called us to fulfill. Clearly, with God calling us to embrace these roles and to fulfill these roles, it is vital for us to reflect Jesus, it is important. Persons around us, whether they may be within our congregations or on the outside of the sanctuaries where we gather, are looking closely at us and observing what we say, and more importantly, how we carry ourselves. People are watching us. Whether we think they are or not, they indeed are watching us as leaders in the service of the King. And so it is vital for us to ensure that when they see us, when they listen to us, that they see true reflections of the Lord Jesus. The thought process is that we are servants of the Lord and have been set apart to do God's work, and so should not be doing anything that could be viewed as being displeasing to the Lord or dishonoring to His name. And so this connects to what Jesus said about letting our good works be seen by others, again from Matthew chapter 5, our focal text, because it is in seeing those good works that others would come to know the Lord. And so when people see good works in us, they will be able to acknowledge that there's something different about us. And the premise there is that they will be led to realize that there is the Spirit of God dwelling and abiding within us. And so it is not about us being good in and of ourselves, but of God being radiant through us. And so when people see the good works that we do, when they see the light shining in us, they would come into relationship. They would seek after the Lord God and come into relationship with Him. And that is why it is so important for ministers to reflect Jesus, because of the role that we play in terms of being public orators of the Word of God. And so people are then able to see that when we speak and how we carry ourselves, they measure up to the things that God requires of us to do as ministers, and by extension, what He requires of all people to do, particularly those who are called to follow Him. Paul led Timothy along this journey of being an example in ministry, and so he told him how important that was, and that premise was meant to underpin his ministry, and by extension, the ministry of all ministers going forward in the kingdom of God. Ministers, beloved, people are watching us whether we like it or not. And I want to emphasize that and reiterating that people are watching us. And it is a fact that we cannot escape. Dare I say to us, beloved, it is something that we should not clamor to escape either. Because such scrutiny in terms of ensuring that our lives measure up to the standard established by our Lord Jesus Christ could serve to keep us accountable and walking in integrity before the Lord and those with whom we serve. Having those eyes on us can serve to ensure that we do the things that we are supposed to do, keeping us accountable, ensuring that we are walking uprightly before God, ensuring that we are walking in the grace of God, doing what we are supposed to do as His servants. So we should not run from that. We should not run from that responsibility. Dare I say we should embrace that, embrace the understanding that we have a serious role to play and we must measure up to the standard that God has set. Ministers, where our lives reflect Christ, where our lives reflect Christ impacts the lives of others so that they're able to see Jesus in us. And it allows the divine message that is being shared to have more resonance in the lives of people because they see there's consistency in how we live and in what we say. Now, what hindrances could there be to a minister reflecting Jesus as he or she should? Now, obviously, it is not always simple or easy for ministers or people of God to be reflections of Jesus in every area of life. It's not always easy. There will be challenges. There will be things that will come to provide stumbling blocks for us. But beloved, we must ensure that we hold on to the Lord God, that we hold on to Him and not allow anything to prevent us from being reflections of Jesus. Ministers face challenges just as any other person does who has been saved by God's grace. There is no immunity from difficulty or hardship because one has been called into a life of ministerial service. Dare I say, the challenges can become even more intense given the nature of the calling. Yet, it is still imperative that we reflect the Lord Jesus in the midst of those most difficult of times. The testing of our resolve can present itself both from the outside of our congregations or even from within them. but we must strive to uphold the virtues of the kingdom of God and not allow those testing situations or circumstances to cause us to sin and bring dishonor to our Lord. So yes, we will face challenges. And for those of you who are listening this morning, you are in ministry, I am sure you can testify to that, the fact that challenges have come along your journeys. However, those challenges are not licenses to then behave in a way that is displeasing to the Lord God. And it is true also that those challenges don't only come from outside of our churches, they can come from within our congregations. But even though they may come from those spaces, we must still purpose to reflect Jesus even as we face those challenges, even as we face those hindrances. All right? In our different fields of ministry and the different environments we occupy, our potential hindrances and stumbling blocks may present themselves differently. So we can have external stumbling blocks or hindrances, but we may also have internal stumbling blocks or hindrances. And when I say internal, I don't just necessarily mean within the church. I mean within ourselves personally and individually. All right? And so even with those, we must purpose to push through those through the power of the Holy Spirit so that we endeavor to reflect the Lord Jesus Christ. There must be a commitment across the board that we have to remain faithful to the work of the Lord and honoring Him in whatever we think, we say, or we do. All right, so it is important that when those hindrances come, and each minister will have a different hindrance or a different set of hindrances, as by extension, all believers, all people, we face different challenges in our lives. Your challenges will not look like mine. They will not look like your friends or your families or your brothers or your sisters. Each of our challenges, each of our hindrances will look different. However, what must remain consistent across the board is that we purpose in our minds and our hearts to reflect Jesus even in the midst of those hindrances and challenges, and not allow those hindrances to cause us to turn away from Almighty God. And particularly for those of us in ministry, we must not allow these things to cause us to fall away in the calling that God has given to us. All right? Now, Paul gave that instruction to Timothy from 1 Timothy chapter 4. But the Apostle Peter also gave some instructions that I believe would be instructive in terms of offering advice or recommendations for us as ministers in terms of how we go about reflecting Jesus. Peter gave this beautiful, concise representation in 1 Peter chapter 5. And permit me to read just a few verses from this passage. Starting at verse 1, Peter said, "To the elders among you, I appeal as a fellow elder and a witness of Christ's sufferings, who also will share in the glory to be revealed. Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, watching over them, not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be, not pursuing dishonest gain, but eager to serve, not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away." That is from verses 1 to 4. And permit me also to read verse 6 from this same chapter. Peter says, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time." Now, beloved, to be a sincere reflection of Christ as a minister in the kingdom of God, there must be a concerted effort to walk in humility before the Lord and to allow that humility of heart and spirit to be manifested in our interaction with others. Peter's premise here in this first letter and the fifth chapter was that the servants of God, understanding that their role was of leadership, recognized that they needed to walk humbly. They needed to walk in humility. They needed to be humble, even as they would go in service to the Lord. They were not meant to be arrogant or prideful or boastful or bashful in terms of how they engage in their ministries, but they were meant to walk in humility, because the intent was not to bring attention primarily to themselves, but the intent is to direct folks to God, to lead them to God. Realize that He is the one who is exalted. He is the one who is on high. And we as ministers are not. And so underpinning what Peter was saying as far as going about being a reflection of Jesus Christ as being a servant of God, There needed to be a concerted commitment to being humble and walking in humility. Now, of course, we are called to demonstrate the directive of the great commandment which Jesus gave. So in addition to walking humbly, as Peter exhorts, Jesus gave this great command. And we see it recorded in Mark chapter 12, verses 30 and 31. Jesus said this: "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this: love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these." Now, yes, the great commandment was not only meant to be applied to ministers. It's meant to be applied to all people who would follow after God. However, from the ministerial perspective, it is essential that we pursue loving persons in a perfect way, as Jesus exhorted all his followers to do. And particularly for those of us in ministry, we must be perfect in our love. We must be perfect in terms of how we love other people, so that they are able to see God in us. It is not about how we feel in a particular moment or a particular circumstance. We are called to love God and to love our neighbors in a way that is pleasing and honoring to the Lord. So, beloved, these are the precepts that must be upheld even as we go about seeking to honor God and reflecting Jesus as ministers. We must walk humbly. We must walk perfectly in love before God as we engage with others. And I will assure you, the impacts that will be had because of that will be substantial. Again, not to bring attention to ourselves, but to bring honor and glory to God. So, in closing, beloved, it is really important to recognize that as ministers, we are part of the body of Christ, and we must fully embrace the responsibility of reflecting the Lord Jesus throughout our lives of service. Ministers, we are part of the body. The body does not exist apart from us. We do not exist apart from the body. We are part of the body of Jesus Christ. And so, for us as ministers, we are most certainly required to shine Jesus' light in the areas where he has planted us to serve, in order to see people come to know him as Lord and as Savior. It is imperative, beloved, that we embrace the mantle that was bestowed to the disciples of Jesus as they embarked on spreading the light of Christ wherever they went after Jesus' return to heaven. Again, not so that they could be glorified or exalted, but so that the Lord would be lifted up and transformation could occur in the lives of people who were in need of salvation. Again, it was not about the disciples. It was about Jesus being reflected through them, and about honor and glory being given to God. And so the reflection of Jesus is not limited to the pulpit or just on Sunday mornings when we preach, when we exhort, when we lead in worship. It is not only limited to those spaces, but must be carried out every day and in every way, in every area of our life, in every aspect of our lives, whether that be Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We must be reflections of Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit is here to empower us to fulfill the work to which God has called us. And ministering friend, we must never lose sight of Jesus. We must never lose sight of God or attempt to engage in this venture without him. It is so remarkable that before the apostles engaged in formal ministry, they waited, as Jesus commanded them to, in Jerusalem. They waited for the gift of the Holy Spirit to come upon them before they embarked on ministering for the Lord God. And so for us, don't think that because we may not be in the upper room today that we can just embark on being ministers and servants of God on our own. No, we must also be empowered by the Holy Spirit, whereby we receive him and allow him to be reflected in and through us, and allow him to empower us to be all that God has called us to be. So, ministering friend, let us never lose sight of the awesome responsibility we have. And it is a great responsibility, being a servant of God, but ultimately making sure that we are reflections of Jesus wherever we are assigned to serve, because we can be part of the amazing transformation which God accomplishes in and through us in the communities that we serve in, which are in desperate need of him. Let us purpose in every area of our lives to be reflections of Jesus as ministers, as servants of the living God. Our responsibility as ministers is a heavy one, but God is here to empower us to be all that He requires of us to be, and to be the true reflections of His that would see honor and glory brought to His name. And again, like I said, by extension, for those who may not be ministers, you are encouraged to do the same as well. Be reflections of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Lord, we thank You for revealing to us the importance of being reflections of You. God, we acknowledge that as Your ministering servants, that there are moments where it is more difficult than others to truly reflect You. But God, we pray that through the power of Your Holy Spirit, that You will empower us to be the reflections that You would desire for us to be, genuine, authentic, righteous, upright reflections of You, Lord God. I pray, Lord, that for every ministering servant listening this morning, God, and even for the others who will be listening as well, that You'll remind us that You are here with us to help us to be the reflections of Yours, to be the light of the world, to be the salt of the earth that You have called Your followers to be. God, I pray that You would help us even throughout this day and moving forward to honor You in all that we would do. And we give You thanks and we give You praises, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. And so, I remind us this morning, ministers, from the ministerial perspective, let us be reflections of Jesus Christ today and always. Amen. I just want to take this opportunity to thank our sponsors, Federal Mortar Spears, located in Bank Hall in St. Michael, and the Church of the Nazarene Barbados District, for allowing us to be able to share this program with you this morning. And special thanks also to Starcom Network for granting us this platform to share the good news of Jesus Christ over these earwaves. God bless you all. Our district quarterly service, or our family service, will be held at the Lloyd Erskine Sandiford Center today, Sunday, January the 21st, 2024. And all are invited to join us for this wonderful time of worship. So if you are a Nazarene, you are strongly urged to be there. And if you're not a Nazarene and you wish to have somewhere to worship this morning, please feel free to join us at the LESC this morning at 10 o'clock. Join us at 10, where we come together and we worship our great God. You will be more than welcome. And I believe that you will truly be blessed. All right? So looking forward to seeing you. And beloved, have a wonderful day today. And whatever you do, please be safe and purpose to reflect the Lord Jesus Christ. Tune in with us next week, God willing. God bless you.
I'll never quite measure up. I'll never get it all right. No, I'm not perfect, but that's okay. 'Cause I'll never give up the fight to be like Jesus, to be like Jesus on earth alone, to be like Him all through life's journey from earth to glory. I only ask to be like Him. And how do I ever need? But there's far too much for my eyes to see. Just let me walk closer to Thee. I know that I'm willing to be like Jesus, to be like Jesus on earth alone, to be like Him all through life's journey, from earth to glory.
I only ask to be like Him.
To be like